Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Kyle Griffin with me, and we've been talking about some insurance and kind of go back to, and I actually, when I was at the University of Texas, I get a call in the middle of the night, and my parents were living in San Antonio, house fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we learned a lot about, replacement versus just cost.
Right.
I think, this is my personal opinion, and I want you to talk about it, but I think if you don't do replacement, you're a fool. And the reason I say that is I watch what they went through, because what actuals it's worth when it's a 10-year-old couch versus mm-hmm. when you have to go buy a new one,
right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well,
I know it's probably more money, obviously.
Yeah, yes, it is. And you're right, Scott. And really the major difference between replacement and actual value, reason why there's even a distinction in insurance, is actual value. Obviously, you have a vehicle that's going to have depreciation on it. But let's just say that you have a collectible, you know, a 1959 Cobra, you know, it's you're going to get the replacement cost for that just because it's irreplaceable. You know, there's just a fine line. But really, it just depends on what you want. It's just up to the insured to come to me as the insurance agent and let me know what it is of property that he has, you know, what kind of home, auto, boat, the whole nine yards, and then I'm going to tell him what his coverages are going to be, and I'm going to give him the best options.
I know this, when you have a major loss, I guarantee you, any of us folks, you'd be amazed if you walk through your house, I don't mm-hmm. care how little or how big,
right?
You walk through your house, take a pen and paper and start writing everything down in there. If everything was gone,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to go out to Walmart or, you know, Havertys or wherever you'd have to go and buy Sam's, buy your TV, whatever it is, and replace everything in there, it's going to blow you away.
Yes.
How much money you're talking about.
Absolutely.
To get it back to just what you had.
Right.
Or, of course, take a TV. A TV mm-hmm. 2 years old, actually, they're probably cheaper now.
Right.
But the quality's different, you know, so I'm still going to stick with replacement cost.
Right, and I definitely think that's a good thing, Scott. And really, I mean, it's just a matter of people being honest with what they have. And we've been in business for the past 47 years, so we definitely have the experience to call out and see what their needs are. You know, granted, we're not perfect, but there's always exposures in life. And we do everything that we can to give them the best coverage, you know, for what everything happens.
Well, I had a buddy years and years ago that was in the insurance business, and he told me, and I'm going to do that, and it's probably been 20 years, so mm-hmm. I still haven't done it. He said, get a video camera
mm-hmm.
and go through your house. Jeremy, listen, this is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
I know it. I just haven't done it ever, but it's a great, because you don't remember stuff.
Right.
Go through your house and video everything. Just walk through it and maybe talk
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, here's the TV. We bought that, blah, blah, blah. And then put that somewhere in your office or somewhere separate
mm-hmm.
in case you do have that
Absolutely.
Major disaster.
Absolutely.
And do it.
Right.
And see, but I'm not taking my own advice, but folks, I'm telling you, that would be a great idea.
Absolutely.
You'll remember everything.
And one other thing, Scott, is that now that we're in the information age, we have another product that is a little bit more, you know, popular these days, and it's called the umbrella policy. You know, if you think that you have, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 worth of valuables in your house, just get an umbrella policy that's, you know, has $1 million on it. And it's not going to be an arm and a leg. It's only going to be a little bit more extra money, and that's everything will be covered.
No, explain that to us.
An umbrella policy basically covers all your personal items and where you go with them. So more or less, it's just your umbrella. It's covering you from the rain. It's protecting you from the weather.
So if I load up and we're going to go hunting in Wyoming, and I throw my guns in the pickup and all that, and the guns get stolen out of the pickup, that umbrella policy would cover that?
If it's out of your personal property, yes. And your vehicle is considered your personal property, and as long as it has insurance and it corresponds with everything else in your policies, then yes.
Now you can tell I'm fixed to ask some personal questions here. Okay, what about a storeroom, off-site storeroom?
An off-site storeroom, only if it's endorsed on the policy, but if it's off-site, it's not considered your personal property. You would need a separate policy for it.
Okay, so because I'm just looking and I'm thinking, because if you would have asked me mm-hmm. even 5-10 years ago if we needed any more storerooms, I would have said, no, we don't need any more. And they keep popping them up, and they're all full. So I'm thinking, this. We didn't talk, maybe talk out loud about this for sure.
Okay.
I'm thinking a lot of people in San Angelo have storerooms.
I think they do as well.
So that means, and they have their personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're like me, mine burned down, there's probably nothing I'd really miss that's in that storeroom, but
right.
I still keep it.
Right.
So just in case somebody were to break in and steal all my stuff out, you know, haul it off for me, that's what it would really be. I like serious. But that's not covered.
Well, you know, this is where the fine line starts arising when people don't know where their coverage lies. And so that's when I would definitely ask my insurance agent. But at the same time, I would ask the storage, you know, the storage owner as well. You know, what kind of coverages do you provide? What happens if there's a fire? What if someone breaks into your property? Ask those questions and see what kind of answer he gives you. And if you really feel inclined to have documentation over it, you can get that as well to protect you.
If you look at most of them on it, it says we're not responsible for lost or stolen items.
And you're right. But I would just say that's just something that's always good to ask, just to make you feel better at heart, so you know.
I think that you see the storage wars, all those silly mm-hmm. shows. I actually have some boat storages out at the lake.
Really?
I promise you, the people that have left stuff in there, there was no storage wars deal out there. It was from there to the dump.
Really?
Yeah. So, but wow. I think, but it makes people think, oh man, there's all these treasures in these old storerooms. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, I bet you not.
So what we're getting to too is really communication. It's okay. Same with your real estate agent, same with your insurance agent.
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
Absolutely.
Kind of maybe just sit down and go over their history and what they're expecting.
Absolutely. And that's definitely where we like to come into play. We definitely like to provide our client with the best customized services as we can. And, you know, I can't necessarily tell you every intricate detail here on the microphone, but I can sit down with the client and ask him the proper questions and, you know, channel him in the right direction.
So, and we're talking like a lot of us have the four-wheelers, the ATVs,
right.
The boats, mm-hmm. the Sea-Doos, all that. So all those off-site, that needs to be probably separately endorsed too.
Right. I mean, you can always get coverage on those. I mean, you're going to need coverage on them anyways. You know, you never know. I mean, grandson's friend's riding it, and all of a sudden he gets hurt. That's a liability. So you definitely want to have coverage on those. And if you have coverage on those, theft will protect it if you have full coverage.
See, makes sense. Now, see, when you said umbrella, like I have an umbrella policy that covers mm-hmm. like the ranch, the liability, the office, different things like that, just the whole thing.
Right.
But I thought more an umbrella was more of, a liability issue than a...
It is, but there's different factors that go with it. It's just a matter of how you put the jigsaw puzzle together. And that's why it's hard to explain intricate details, is because every single person is different and it may work out differently for them. So I definitely would not want there to be any kind of misrepresentation.
Well, and I think what you're saying too is if I have something, I need to tell you everything I have to make sure, you know, nobody cares until it goes bad.
Right.
And then it's like, well, why wasn't this taken care of?
Right.
So to make sure, especially on your toys, and if you drive mm-hmm. around, a lot of us have toys, you know, the, mm-hmm. the RVs and the boats and the stuff, and they're not cheap anymore.
Right.
I can tell you. So that's something you certainly want to have insured.
Absolutely.
Let's switch from our homeowners, which is covered, and we got all that done.
Okay.
Let's switch to renter's policy. And
okay.
I think a lot of people, where it's different in San Angelo, we don't require it in my office. I don't think, and to my knowledge, I don't know anybody that requires it in San Angelo. But you go to Austin, for example, mm-hmm. Lubbock.
Right.
Had girls going up there. They require, if you rent an apartment, they mm-hmm. require you to have renter's insurance
right.
to sign the lease and
right.
proof of it. So that's how important. And I think maybe it should be done here too. Because if something does happen, people think, well, the landlord's insured.
Mm-hmm.
Not for their stuff. And kind of explain that.
Well, I think renter's insurance is definitely good. It's not only good for the person, but it's also good for the community as a whole. And the reason why is it's not necessarily meant for liability. It's just meant for, like, you know, if a fire happens or just, you know, anything crazy happens to your stuff, that can it be replaced or not. And it's so cheap. It's usually about $12 to $30 a month, depending on how much stuff that you have on an average basis. But how it helps the community is that, you know, it doesn't make people at the apartment complexes want to go to the apartment complex owner and complain of lost and stolen stuff and want to sue him. It just really takes that out of the equation, and it does it on a mass scale, and it makes everyone, you know, a little bit more happier.
That makes 100% sure why the apartment people in Austin are making them do it.
Mm-hmm.
For their liability,
right.
Really.
Absolutely.
But in the long run, it protects the tenant too.
Yes, absolutely. That's the most important thing.
And a little bit, and this is so my ignorance. I know, obviously, if somebody breaks into the house and they steal their TV, that's covered.
Right.
Okay, what about if liability there? If somebody falls or gets hurt or something?
Well,
if one of the tenants guessed.
That's a little bit of a different story. I mean, unless you're hosting any kind of party or any kind of get together, that's really the only time that you'd be liable. And there's, you know, there's actually coverages for one-time parties or, you know, just stuff like that, just if you're that worried about it. But if your friend comes over and trips and falls at your house and y'all are hanging out, you know, that's your friend's fault. You know, you're not having any kind of business interaction. You're not hosting a party. It's not your fault.
Okay. So, but you recommend tenants insurance for sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Especially at the cost. You're saying, you know, like, give us an idea. Like, let's just say, especially you, closer to your age, a little bit younger, mm-hmm. college kids.
Right.
You know, they're probably not going to have that, maybe $10,000 worth of stuff at the most.
Right.
So, what we're talking what?
It really just ranges, but I've seen it as low as like 17, 12 bucks a month. I mean, I've seen it no higher than 34, really.
So we're talking $144 a year.
Something like that,
you know,
yes.
You can't buy a TV for that.
Right.
So it's definitely good coverage. I'm still liking y'all's ads, too. The little girl sneaking in the window and replacing everything as it gets messed up. Did you come up with that?
Well, I wish I did.
Yeah, you would have got paid the big bucks.
Right.
Kyle, I know you have a few more things on there. I mean, we're running out of time, so I'm going to let you go after it.
Yes. You know, just... just like with any insurance company, the best way and the most ideal way to save money with insurance is by bundling your policy all under the same roof. And the reason why it's so important, the reason why it pertains to homeowners so much, is because let's just say that your homeowner statistics and demographics are a little just a bit out of your budget. Well, your auto insurance may be able to compensate for that by going together. And the reason why is because we offer so many different discounts, you know, whether you have defensive driving, straight A's in school, or B's, just really things like that. And we also have this new car module. And what the car module will do is that you'll get an immediate 5% discount just upon installation, and you can get up to a 30% discount upon renewal after 6 months of evaluation. And so basically how this works is you're not paying for the module. It is not a GPS. They're going to put it in for you for free. It's a 6 month trial. And basically what they're looking for is no drivers after midnight. You can only have up to 16 occasions of fast acceleration and 28 occasions of hard stops within that 6 months. If you don't oversee that, then you're going to get up to a 30% discount. And it's really astronomical, and it could help make your home insurance go down, which will be easier at the mortgage company to get the, you know, real estate property. You know, it's just really a great product.
And just save money. There's nothing wrong with saving money.
Right.
Hey, Kyle, I really, really appreciate you taking your time to get over here and visit with us. And we'll have you on more again. And I appreciate the help you've helped us with the people we've sent you.
Absolutely, Scott. Not a problem. I appreciate you.
And most importantly, folks, I hope you're all getting ready for a merry, merry Christmas. We'll catch you next week.
Take care.